From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Voters approved major reforms to Missouri's ethics and redistricting laws in November by wide margins. But with a month left in the Missouri legislative session, those voters are watching the General Assembly closely. Both House and Senate leaders say they plan to bring up proposals that could eliminate the changes that Amendment 1, also known as Clean Missouri, made to the redistricting process. There are also proposals to again exempt the General Assembly from the Sunshine Law. The Missouri House has already passed a bill chipping away at the minimum wage increase. Sean Sonker Nicholson led the Clean Missouri campaign. He says lawmakers regularly try to undo the will of the voters.
I think the really frustrating and outrageous thing is that too often some of the folks here don't think they answer to their voters back home.
Lawmakers have already floated bills that would make it more difficult for groups to put initiatives on the ballot. The state's efforts to trap rather than hunt feral hogs has resulted in fewer reports by landowners of damage by the invasive animal, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation. State conservation officials are working with federal agencies and landowners to eliminate feral hogs in many southeastern counties. The animal's rapid reproduction rate has proved to be a problem for trappers, who have removed hundreds of feral hogs from the region but struggled to work faster than the reproduction rate. The state banned killing feral hogs because shooting them makes it more difficult to catch an entire group. State biologist Alan Leary says the feral hog population increased notably when hunting was allowed. Informational meetings regarding the upcoming summer Go Como bus route changes will be held prior to the implementation of the changes. The route changes come following the Columbia City Council's approval of the fiscal year 2019 budget in September. Included in these changes are plans for all bus routes to pass through the Wabash bus station located on North 10th Street. According to a City of Columbia press release, this will provide a safe central transfer hub for customers. Community relations specialist Amanda Kopau says that the meetings are designed to help address potential concerns that citizens might have.
They're still going to be able to get wherever they need to go, but it's just going to be a different route than what they're currently used to. And they'll be able to walk through all of the different questions that I'm sure people will ask and everything, and hopefully be able to give everyone the good information that they need.
The next meeting will be held on Tuesday at the Activity and Recreation Center, with 13 others occurring throughout Columbia. New census data shows that 50 Missouri counties lost population last year compared to 2017, despite the state's population rising overall. Census data shows Missouri's population rose 0.3% to an estimated 6,126,452 as of July 1, 2018, compared to the same time in 2017. But the Census Bureau says 52 of the state's 114 counties in the city of St. Louis lost population. Southeast Missouri specifically saw notable declines. St. Louis's population, which has been falling for 7 decades, fell by more than 5,000, or 1.6%, to 302,838 residents. Boone County's population rose 0.8% to 180,005 residents. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.